All right, so Frank Caliendo's in studio, sold out the Funny Bone last night. He's back August 30th. I got tickets last night. 471-JOKE is the phone number to call. See Frank. He is going to sell out quick, so be sure to write that number down and get the tickets. Thanks for coming in, man. It's early.
Good to see you, Frankie.
Yeah, this was a mistake.
Yeah.
because I promised you that I would come in. And then what happened was I got this corporate show. Because originally, I don't remember what was on Sunday, but originally... I was somewhere closer, and then what had happened was that I got this corporate show on Sunday night, which was the night before last.
But right.
There's nothing that could get me to Columbus because you lose an hour, 8 hour drive, no way to get here, even going to Chicago and then flying out. So I was like, well, I'll come in the morning after. The show's already sold out, so I promise you I'd be here, and I am regretting every second. Now, that's friendship.
I'm glad we mean that much to you.
I'm here, right?
I'm
on the awkward chair.
Where are you tonight?
I don't feel like I'm on the radio.
Are you back home tonight?
No. I'm in Nashville tonight. So we're driving. I can't even fly to Nashville. I'd have to take two flights to get to Nashville.
Are you at Zanies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got to drive to Nashville. That's 6 hours today. That's why I have two guys working with me, George and Andy.
Make George drive.
George can't drive. George can't. George go 40 the whole way.
And George is your middle act. And if people have seen Frank, George, and honest, I've known George like 25 years. He has like Dick Clark and Barbara Bush disease. He hasn't aged in like 25 years.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Although somebody showed me Andy Beningo, who was opening last night and is traveling with us to Nashville. He showed me a picture of George on Evening at the Improv back in the probably early
back
90s.
In the day, huh?
He looked like Uncle Joey from Full House.
Jerry's buddy.
Coulier's great.
Joey Gladstone.
Yeah. But I was just cracking up. So George, here's a big deal with George. George has no technology. My son, who's
very... He has a flip phone, I think, still.
Close. It's all changed, though. Everything's changed. The world has changed. So my wife, my son is... He was 10 years old at the time. And George always tries to get him. One time he goes, hey, do you have holes in your underwear? And my son goes, yeah, how do you think I put my legs in? And he completely made George like, what? What are you talking about? So that's how... My son is a pretty smart thing. That was at 10. So... probably 11-ish, 12-ish, somewhere, George goes, hey, I'm from the future, and I've traveled back in time to come and meet you, Joey. I'm future George. And he goes, no, you're not. And George goes, why not? He goes, because you have a BlackBerry, Uncle George. So George got a I guess
BlackBerries
a
were hot, man.
Yeah,
for a while.
Real cool, and they're big in D.C.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll tell you, they're incredible. I'm not using one, but a lot of people who are still in politics, they're using them, and they're all a bunch of dummies.
So he sent me this picture of George, and you're not going to believe. Now I've got to get up from the big chair. I want you guys to look at that. That's Cantor.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Can you send that to me later?
Yeah, absolutely.
I need that. Absolutely.
He's got...
Show my wife that one.
Yeah, he's got a little mullet working. He does got a little couillet going
a
there.
A mullety kind of deal. Shirt tucked into the jeans.
that was like the lady.
Back when everyone talked. Yeah. We all talked at that time.
Thank God
and the
we
jeans
don't talk.
Went up a little
we
higher than they
talked.
Should.
The jeans were over navel.
Thank you. Yes.
I mean, it's... Andy wasn't as buff as he is now. That's the amazing thing. So
that was immediately after the sport coat with the sleeves pushed up in the narrow tie phase.
Yeah, and the members only jackets.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of brutal fashion trends.
Yeah, the real cool comedians back in the day used to wear bowling shoes on stage.
Really?
Rich Scheidner, Coulier, Robin Williams. That was really nutty.
Bowling
Look,
shoes.
Look, he's wearing bowling shoes.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And also ready to go bowl.
Well, they always used the term back then, he's zany. They always would use that term when they described comedians, like he's zany, he's wacky, and that was a very late 80s term they would use for comedians, and then they would come out with the bowling shoes. I was thinking about you last night from this. How old are your kids now?
I don't know.
Our kids are similar ages.
Kids, yeah, you don't know.
And my daughter said something to me. Well, and
hold on. My daughter just turned 12. My son is about to turn 14 next month. Okay.
Because I was thinking of you, because my daughter said something, and I wanted to punish her, and I wish I was you, because you could punish your kids in a different voice.
Like, oh, that
you could
would be someone. Yeah, that would seem really stern.
So it's really not you punishing the kids, it's John Madden punishing the kids.
Yeah, you think of all the things you could have done, and then you do what you did do, and boom, you're grounded for life.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, they don't, if I started doing a voice, they would not care at all. Charles Barker, that's just terrible. You got to do, stop, don't jump in the pool with the dog. That's a bad idea, knucklehead.
Your kids just kind of look at you. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, or it'd be a weird. A Jeff Goldblum would be a weird. Ah, yes, 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 yes. You took $5 from my wallet, didn't you? Yes, yes. Wait a second. No, you didn't. You took 10. Yes, yes, yes. Very odd, crazy, wild. Why is my favorite letter? Yes, yeah. It is.
Goldblum, kind of a little resurgence here with the Jurassic Park.
And Thor.
The commercial.
He's in Thor?
Yeah, Thor, yes, yes, yes. The new Thor, Ragnarok. Yes, yes. I got that.
Torg, you haven't seen that one yet.
No. I got that after the apartments.com commercial. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm on Avengers 2. I'm a little behind with the kids. Yeah, you know, my son's younger.
How old
so
is he?
So he's just getting 11. So he's just getting into it. So we have to watch all of them now. We're like on Iron Man 2, just finished that. Avengers 2.
But even when
Thor 2.
I do follow along with a lot of the stuff my kids do, but I do seem to do some things on my own as well. You don't? You're just always...
For superhero movies.
Oh, no? You're on the kid
And they do tend to blend together.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah they're all... Yeah, they're, well, yeah.
Although the Wonder Woman was good.
There's a big difference between Marvel and DC, Jerry.
Yes, there is.
That's true.
There's a darker feeling in the DC, whereas the Marvel Universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is jovial.
I sat through all the credits at the end of Wonder Woman waiting for the little extra scene, and that's a Marvel thing.
Yeah, you
that's
didn't
know.
That's
not a DC thing.
Right.
But I was thinking, remember when Robert Downey Jr. got busted with cocaine and the Wonder Woman outfit?
Of course. That's something. Why wouldn't you do that? That's something that's part of life.
And then I'm watching.
Jerry, I'm doing Robert Downey Jr. You're not paying attention. Yeah, not even care.
Listen, get it.
I feel it. I understand. Keep going. Tell your story. Enjoy yourself, Jerry. That's what I do.
I was watching Wonder Woman, and I get it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you got to hire a prostitute, put her in a Wonder Woman. I get
Why
it.
Wouldn't you? Magic lasso, tell the truth. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
He really did get...
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a big case.
Where was I?
They caught him in a hotel room with a prostitute.
It was
in
a prostitute.
Wonder Woman
he
costume.
Was. Oh, he
and
was
he'd been
just
up
two
for
scoops.
Like 3 days.
How long ago was
Hold
this?
On a second.
This
she was a typical Amazon. She was from the island of Paradise.
He was still partying.
Paradise Island. She was a good. She's a good lady. Magic lasso worked. Told the truth. Hour and a half. Enjoyed myself. That's where I became known as the Iron Man.
Have you over the years? Because we've talked about this before, how Robin Williams dead, and people will scream out at the end when you take questions from people. People will go, Robin Williams, have you dumped anyone completely from your act that you just don't do?
Robin I didn't do, but at the end, if people, like last night, they yell it out at the end. And I go, it's going to get an ooh. And there I did. So I did a little bit, went like this. And people like, you could just hear the women going, I miss him. They didn't say that, but I could feel it. And guys were like, dude, Robin was awesome. So there's always that. But that's why I don't do it in the show, because it seems so sad. But he was one of my favorites. Like just comedians growing up when I was a kid. I wanted to be Robin Williams, Jonathan Winters, that type of person. So
so you do like a little Q&A at the end and people can make
requests. I
wouldn't
call it a question and answer, but...
but you open it up and people
can... Yeah, because like on these shows, last night, I didn't even do the first like real... I might have thrown a little bit of a voice in, but for the first 15, 20 minutes, I was talking about family stuff and all that type of thing. So that was going... It was going better than I had expected it to. The audience was really into it. And then So I didn't even get to a bunch of the impressions. Although I did, I ended up doing probably, I'll bet you I did 20, 25 during the show. But then there's so many that people want to hear at the end.
Sure.
People are always like, do Bill Walton. So I start, so I read an email from Bill Walton. That's always one, like Bill Walton sent me this email. For the people that don't know Bill Walton, one of the greatest NBA players of all time. And he's doing college basketball for ESPN now. But I'll actually pull the phone out in the show and read this. Here it is. Here's his reply. Yes, anything for you forever. We're in downtown SD. It's a big place. How can I help? I love all things you. Thanks for my life, BW. And my email to him was, how's it going, Bill? And that's how, I mean, and yeah. if you ever talk to him, he talks for like 3 hours on just like, hello, and then he goes. So it's pretty crazy. But yeah, a lot of people started throwing things out at the end, even the Liam Neeson, which I'd forgotten to do, you know. So it was like, throw that out there. I was amazed because I'm with the shows like, too, I'll do this on August 30th at the Funny Bone, too, is I'm doing a full-on meet and greet at the end. So everybody who wants to, I hadn't done that for years. And it's hard because there are literally 400 people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there might have been 20, 50 people that didn't come through.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, say hello.
They were with George.
Signs.
They were doing the meet and greet with George.
They're cutting George's mullet off. it was great. And people were so nice, except for one guy tried to come through like 3 times. He was so drunk.
He couldn't remember.
I'm sorry, dude.
That's the only thing. Well, there's two things that get me. Super drunk guy or super drunk lady, because they grab and
Kemper.
I would touch you. I would
She's
hug
a
you.
Toucher. Yeah.
I'm a hugger.
I have to hashtag.
Jerry's the close talker.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I get up on you.
He gets right up on you.
I get up on you.
Well, it's two things. It's super drunk person and person who lures me into listening to their impressions. Like, they'll come up like, you do a great Yoda, Frank. And I'm like, thanks. Anybody can do it. And then they break into their bad. The force you missed you. And I got to pretend like, that's really good. And then they're like, let me do my Bill Clinton. Hey, Oreo.
Oh no!
I want to be nice, but I don't care about impressions. Like, I don't even. I know plenty of people who do great impressions. Like, people think I can discover them. I'm like, if I could discover you, I would be in more movies too. You know,
yeah,
not just the one that I did 5 years ago.
What movie were you in?
I don't remember.
Let's Google that.
Yeah,
Google that.
It wasn't The Replacements, was it? It was a movie with like it was almost like a Naked Gun-ish type of movie, but with football, and it starred David Koechner. He was the coach, and
Champ from Whammy from. What's that, Anchorman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Took me a little while. Yeah, it's age.
And they used me for all like the promos and stuff like that. And I was only in the room for a second because they had me doing the championship game. And you hear Al Michaels, this is unbelievable. And then going into John Madden. And it turns out it's just me doing impressions.
Frank, to jog your memory, the movie you were in was called The Comebacks.
The Comebacks.
There you go.
Replacements was Keanu Reeves, and I definitely was not in that. So I was trying to think of what that was, and thank you for Google. Yeah.
So will your Gruden take more of a back seat now that he's back to coaching and out of the booth?
No, I think it's
going to evolve all the time, or no?
Well, I don't even care so much about the impressions themselves because I think I probably talked to you about this a week ago. It was or a couple weeks ago. Whenever I talked to you, the problem with everybody's getting hashtagged and in trouble. All these people I do impressions of, people are passing away, like Robin Williams. So it's, but Gruden, I think he'll be around more. Because now every network will talk about him, as opposed to just being on ESPN's Monday Night Football.
Good point.
His first publicity, what's the thing called?
Press conference.
Press conference that first one, he comes on and he's like, we're not going to be going with any of this new technology. We're not going to be using GPS. What? Why aren't you going to use GPS? That is nothing. So the rookies can't get to practice? What's that? What a terrible idea. It's like, we're not going to be doing all sorts of, they're using two tight ends nowadays. We're not going to do that. We're going to use three fullbacks, man. That's what we're going to do. We're going to use 25 cornerbacks. You can't even have that many guys on the field.
He's great. You know, I was thinking the other day, and I don't even know if you know the story, but you were involved in it. When you pranked Troy Aikman as John Madden, and
he went for it.
And then I read about this, or I heard about it. A buddy told me, and Frank was living in Phoenix. I was doing Phoenix radio. I said, "Hey, there's this Cardinal player who's coming in studio named Kwame Lassiter. He was like the token All Pro for a 3-13 team."
Right.
So Kwame comes in, and we said, "Hey, dude, we got Madden on." It was Frank.
Yeah.
We're gonna interview him. You hang tight, and then we'll interview you after him. So then Frank throws, "Hey, you got Kwame Lassiter in studio," and Kwame got all happy, and Frank starts going, "Oh, I love Kwame Lassiter, one of the hardest hitting guys." And at the break, and then we're going to take a break and come back and reveal that it was Frank. At the break, he calls his mother to tell him, "Mom, John Madden was talking about me." And you wouldn't believe it. And then we find out after we reveal it that it was the guy's birthday that day. So not only did we prank him, it was his birthday. And then he called his mother when we were at break to tell him that I'm talking to John Madden.
Yeah, I've ruined a lot of dreams, guys. That's why I try to use my powers for good instead of evil.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not. I feel so bad. Did we ever? Did you ever?
Yeah,
tell
we him? Told him because we came back. We told him that he revealed it, and it was like the sad trombone. Yeah. Yes.
Oh dear.
But he was cool about it.
Like
he laughed.
The Travolta thing that we do with Kemper.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. He laughed about it. And we got him went out and got him a birthday cake. Then later, and he was fine with it. He's a good joke. I'll get one on you and make you watch our team play this weekend. So we got to take a quick 4-minute break. You hang out?
Yeah, I love it.
4-minute break. We'll be back. Frank Caliendo, 471 Joke, August 30th. He's back in town at the Funny Bone, QFM 96.